This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Haryana will go to polls today to elect a new assembly. The single-phase polling for 90-member assembly will begin at 7 this morning and conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agarwal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. He said if the name of a voter is in the voter list but he does not have a voter ID card, then as per the directions of the Election Commission, he can cast his vote by showing any of the 12 alternative identity cards. These include Aadhaar card, MG Narega job card, driving license, PAN card and Indian passport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Maharashtra today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will launch various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sector, worth around 23,300 crore rupees in Vashim. He will also inaugurate the Banjara Virasat Museum, celebrating the rich heritage of the Banjara community. Later, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 32,800 crore rupees at Thane. In Vashim district, the Prime Minister will release the 18th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi or PM Kisan scheme. During this event, over 9.4 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees. On the occasion, he will also release the additional benefit of around 2,000 crore rupees to the farmers of Maharashtra under the fifth installment of the Namo Kshetkari Mahasamman Nidhi Yojana. Mr. Modi will also dedicate more than 7,500 projects to the nation under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund worth over 1,920 crore rupees. The major projects include custom hiring centres, primary processing units, warehouses, sorting and grading units, cold storage projects, post-harvest management projects, among others. In Thane, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of key metro and road projects. The Prime Minister will flag off the metro train from BKC Metro Station, scheduled to run from BKC to RA JVLR section of Mumbai Metro Line 3, worth around 14,120 crore rupees. India has become the fourth economy in the world to surpass $700 billion US dollar in foreign exchange reserves, joining China, Japan and Switzerland. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $12.588 billion to touch a new all-time high of $704.885 billion for the week ending 27th of September. In the previous week ended 20th September, the forex reserves jumped by $2.8 billion to $692.3. The sharp increase in forex reserves strengthened India's ability to cushion against global economic uncertainties and provides greater stability to its currency in the face of volatile international markets. According to the latest RBI data released yesterday, India's gold reserves rose $2.184 billion to $65.796 billion. The special drawing rights with the internationally Monetary Fund increased by $8 million to $18.547 billion. India has renewed its urgent call for adopting an international treaty against terrorism, the one it first proposed nearly 30 years ago. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly's Legal Committee on Thursday, R. Maithili, a legal officer with India's UN mission, expressed deep concern over the growing strength of terrorist groups which are now harnessing cutting-edge technologies like drones to enhance their capabilities. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India lost to New Zealand by 58 runs in Dubai last night. Chasing a target of 161 runs, the women in blue team were bundled out for just 102 runs in 19 overs. Today, Australia will face Sri Lanka in a Group A match starting at 3:30 p.m. IST. In the second match, England will take on Bangladesh in a Group B fixture at 7:30 this evening in Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.